Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. Now, for our next scene, we're going to look a little bit further into the Gloucester story. Edmund has already tricked his father into believing that Edgar wants to kill him. He's now got another problem. He's got to convince Edgar that Gloucester is out for his blood. He's got, in other words, to get Edgar away from Gloucester, because if Gloucester questions Edgar, he'll discover that the whole thing is a setup. So the next thing is fool your brother into thinking he's in danger. And he does this quite brilliantly. He is brilliant. After all, he's a very good forger. He convinced Gloucester that it was Edgar's handwriting. He's a great trickster. He's a character in the play that everybody loves. That's probably because he's the meanest and lousiest person in the play. Anyway, let's see the way that Edmund now sets about tricking his brother.
Come, come. When saw you my father last?
The night gone by.
Spake you with him?
Aye, 2 hours together.
Parted you in good terms. Found you no displeasure in him by word or countenance.
None at all.
Bethink yourself wherein you may have offended him, and at my entreaty forbear his presence till some little time had qualified the heat of his displeasure.
Now, we'll stop there. And we'll pick up with that last sentence. What he's doing is saying, he's playing the same trick. He's making his victim confident and then pulling the rug from under him. Did you see our father? Yeah. Did he get on okay? Yeah, fine. Was everything all right? Yeah. Were you happy when you left him? Absolutely. Then why does he hate you? And immediately pulls a trick. Let's pick it up from that last sentence, Kumar.
Bethink yourself, wherein you may have offended him, and at my entreaty forbear his presence till some little time had qualified the heat of his displeasure, which at this instant so rageth in him that with the mischief of your person it would scarcely allay.
Some villain hath done me wrong.
That's my fear.
And there's a lovely moment. Somebody's done something, some villain, somebody's out to get me. And Edmund says, do you know something? I think you're right. And who is out to get him? Edmund. Edmund always tells the truth, because the truth he can never be caught out on. It's one of the great tricks of life, and Shakespeare understood it. If you always tell the truth, they can't get you for lying. The trick is to tell the truth the way that it works for you, and that's what Edmund is so skillful at. Let's have those last two lines again.
Some villain hath done me wrong.
That's my fear. I pray you have a continent forbearance till the speed of his rage goes slower. And, as I say, retire with me to my lodging, from whence I will fitly bring you to hear my lord speak. Pray you, go. There's my key. If you do stir abroad, go armed.
Armed, brother?
Brother, I advise you to the best, go armed.
And let's hold it there. Another wonderful trick. How do you make somebody feel very uncertain? You say, look, don't worry, I'll go and sort it all out. You go, look, go to my place. Here's the key to my flat. You go and hide out there. I'll sort it out. Don't go out. Don't go anywhere. If you do, carry a gun. What? And immediately he ups the ante. He makes Edgar feel more afraid. I mean, isn't that great? You tell somebody, go hide. I'll sort it out. Everything's going to be fine. And the next thing you say to them is, by the way, if you're going out, carry a gun. I'd worry. Let's carry on.
I am no honest man, if there be any good meaning toward you. I have told you what I have seen and heard, but faintly, nothing like the image and horror of it. Pray you, away.
Shall I hear from you anon?
I do serve you in this business.
And there you have it. The scene is complete. And in a very short space of time, Edmund has managed to completely convince his brother that his life is in danger, that if he doesn't get away, that if he doesn't hide, the father is going to kill him. It's a brilliant piece of political manoeuvring in which he never tells a lie. He just manipulates the truth. So I'd like to thank Kumar again for playing Edmund, and this time Michael Atkinson for playing Edgar.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.